Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Muhammad Yunus's Building Social Business. Sophie, you and I both read this one. What was your first reaction when you finished it?
Honestly, I felt hopeful, but also a little frustrated. Hopeful because Yunus is basically saying there's a whole other way to run a business that isn't just about making money. Frustrated because it made me realize how narrow our current economic thinking is.
Yeah, exactly. He calls traditional capitalism a half-read theory. We only acknowledge one side of human nature, the selfish, profit-maximizing side. But he says we're multidimensional. We also have this deep desire to help others.
Right.
And the social business is the vehicle for that selfless side. It's not charity, and it's not a regular for-profit. It's a company whose sole goal is to solve a social problem, like malnutrition or lack of clean water, and it has to be financially self-sustaining.
So it's not a non-profit that relies on donations. It earns its own revenue, but any surplus gets reinvested into the mission. Investors can get their money back, but no dividends beyond that. Profit is a means, not an end.
I love that distinction. It's such a clean break from both traditional charity and traditional capitalism. And Yunus isn't just theorizing. He actually built one with Danone, the French food company.
Oh, the Grameen Danone yogurt story. That's the heart of the book for me. He went to Danone's executives and said, "Kids in Bangladesh are malnourished. Can you make a yogurt that has all the nutrients they need and sell it at a price their families can afford?"
And they did. They created Shaktidoy, this fortified yogurt. But the key is that the whole venture was structured as a social business. Danone could recover its investment, but any profit goes back into lowering the price or expanding to more villages.
Right. They measure success not by dollars earned, but by how many kids they keep from malnutrition. That's a completely different metric, and it forces you to think about efficiency and sustainability in a whole new way.
One thing that struck me is how Yunus frames the poor. He doesn't see them as passive recipients of aid. He says they're entrepreneurs with untapped potential. They just lack access to capital. A social business treats them as customers, not charity cases.
Yeah, that's a huge shift. Instead of giving away a cook stove, you sell it at a price that covers your costs. The family gets a better stove, less smoke, lower fuel costs. And the business achieves its goal of improving health. Dignity on both sides.
And he addresses the skeptics head on. People say, "This is naive, it won't scale, it's just CSR." But Yunus argues that CSR is usually a small side project. A social business is the whole company. The profit motive isn't just tamed, it's removed.
He also gives a practical 7-step process for starting one. First, pick a specific problem, not in poverty, but provide clean water to this village. Then design a business model that solves it sustainably. Find partners, secure investment, build it like any serious venture.
And you have to measure social impact as rigorously as financial performance. Plus, you need a legal structure that protects the mission, so it can't be sold off to a for-profit later. That's crucial.
So what's your biggest takeaway? For me, it's that we don't have to choose between making a living and making a difference. This book shows a real, practical path where you can do both.
I think that's exactly it.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. All right, Sophie, final thought?
I'll leave you with this. Yunus proves that you can build a business that's both sustainable and soulful. The point isn't profit, it's purpose. We'll see you in the next one.